So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Why is this even a headline? I'll explain. I'll let our guest explain, too. NJ.com, parents now have the right to know if their kids change pronouns in this New Jersey school district. The school district, Monmouth County, has adopted a parental bill of rights. Hear, hear. Not allowed to have that in Jersey, though. Apparently, the Attorney General, Phil Murphy, and I think old Mikey Sherrill, we know she's big on even policing home scores. Joining us to talk about this is Angelique Volpe. Angelique is the Colts Neck School District School Board President. She joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Angelique, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us. How much heat is directed towards you now for this common sense parental bill of rights?
Well, hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Right now, we're lucky. We do not have much heat on us at all because our policy is not breaking the law. So right now, you know, our board, 9-member board, actually 8 of the members, we all unanimously voted to pass this. So we are pleased with the outcome. And right now, you know, we're just soaking it all in. We're very happy, and all of us are very staunch parental rights moms and dads, and we're very glad to achieve this.
Well, why do you think then this is written up so much then, Angelique? Because it's not most school districts in Jersey that are doing something that's common sense.
You know what? I don't know, to tell you the truth. It's just, you're right. It is common sense. I'm not sure what all the heat is about, you know, wanting parents to know what's going on with their kids, their school records, their health records, whether they're changing their pronouns or not. I mean, we're the parents, you know, we gave birth to these kids and we have the right to know everything about them. And, you know, our district is always going to keep, you know, parents at the forefront of our kids' education, bottom line.
Angelique, a supporter of the new policy, and I love this word. It's one that I use with this. Even some school districts or schools, if it's on record, yes, you have the right. The supporter of your new policy said no parent should ever have to chase answers about their own child. We hear this all the time, that technically you have a right, but then you have to go through an Easter egg hunt in order to get to the bottom of this stuff.
Well, listen, the teachers out there, you know, if they're not malicious intent, mm-hmm. they're going to always keep the parents informed. Nobody's asking to out kids and all that nonsense. I don't believe any of that, to be honest with you. You know, anything that goes on in school with our kids, we just have the right to know. There shouldn't be any secrets. And I'm tired of hearing, you know, well, you don't know your kid well enough if you don't know what's going on. I'm a hands-on mom. I know everything about my daughter. She comes to me about everything. I just don't like when certain people mislead kids and try to, you know, lean them to certain ideologies. I just don't go for it, and this district doesn't go for it.
I hear you. Now, Matthew Plankin, the Attorney General, you're aware of this, and your school board drew up something that meets muster, you believe. He sued five school districts in Morris and Monmouth counties in 2023 for dropping the situation with transgender students. So in your school district, Angelique, if a kid says they want to change their pronouns, how does it work? Does the principal then, did the teacher tell the principal, and the principal then contacts the parent?
Well, you can't out a student. But if a parent, if I, as a parent, ask what my daughter is doing in school, they have to tell me.
Okay.
They're not going to go outing kids or anything like that. But if parents in our district ask, you know, if their kids are using pronouns, you can't lie to parents. You just can't do it. You know, and I know that this is such a hot button item, but it's more than that. It's about asking what your kids are learning. They, you know, you have to tell the parents what's in the curriculum. I mean, I just don't understand what is all this arguing about. You know, we are the parents. Like, since when do parents get written out of their children's lives? And our district, let me remind you, it's a K-8 district. These are second graders.
Yes,
they're
exactly.
babies.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's just, I just can't conceive, you know, this malicious intent to, like, cut parents out of their children's lives and then try to have the law backing them up. It's just a horrible thing. And New Jersey should start focusing on raising our test performance scores, you know, and keeping the parents at the forefront of education, including all of us. And I think their priorities are definitely misplaced here. And with the incoming governor, you know, I really hope that she does the right thing. We're a very conservative district in Colts Neck, you know, and I foresee having some issues. I'm going to be going into this optimistic, you know, hoping that she focuses more on parental engagement. But not only that, raising performance scores.
Yes.
There's kids in schools around New Jersey that are still, you know, performing below par because of COVID. We're talking 5 years later.
Exactly.
The pronouns are not a priority for us. Our kids' education, we got to get these kids ready for the real world, not worried about what their pronouns are. This is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Angelique says you've adopted a parental bill of rights. We're talking about one. What other rights do you want to kind of amplify that are in this parental bill rights that parents have in your school district now?
Yeah, well, they could call the district and ask about the curriculum. They can call and ask about, like, health records. And they could call and ask if their kid's using the opposite gender bathrooms. You know, so you can call and ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that simple. I just don't understand. You know, and going back to Plackin, it's just a disgrace and embarrassment that you would sue taxpayer, you know, residents, sue the districts. These are people that pay taxes in New Jersey and just want the best for their kids. So, you know, that was just a disgrace what went on a couple of years ago. And I really hope we're past that. And, you know, each district can really, you know, prioritize what's important to them.
Well, you're a very good representative because I noticed what you're doing. You're trying to say there's boundaries on this. It's not a witch hunt, et cetera. But again,
we are
is reaffirming. Do they really want to? Some of these people do. They think the school is a better expert on their child than Angelique or Dom is. And you and I both know that is beyond offensive, untrue, unrealistic, unscientific. We're the experts.
Yep. I agree with you. Nobody knows your kid, you know,
exactly,
better than you do. And I'll tell you, when people come up to me and be like, well, you know, if you don't know what's going on with your kid, you're a bad parent. And I'm telling you, I really, you know, I take insult to that because, sure. you know, that is no argument for this, for what's going on in the schools. Absolutely not.
Well, Angelique, keep us in your loop here. Let's see what Mr. Platkin and others do. I'm glad you got this for now ready to go. It's just good common sense. And it sounds like a great relationship with your child. So, Angelique, thank you. Have a nice Thanksgiving, and hopefully we'll talk some more.
Yeah, great. Anytime. Thank you always for giving us a platform. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Angelique. Angelique All Volpe right. here on Talk Radio 1210. And again, we'll see. She might be in for a rude awakening with old Mikey Sherrill. Remember the homeschooling stuff and all? She wanted the knock on the door to make sure they were doing LGBTQ+++. Even if homeschooled. Indoctrination? Yeah, you can homeschool. They can be sitting at home, but you're getting the same thing. Now, Mikey Sherrill's definitely in that camp. And the Platkin guy, the attorney general, and Phil Murphy, this is where they live. I think the school should tell the parents. Now, you heard Angelique, they didn't go there. I don't think you should have to ask. I think they should tell, hey, your child is wanting to use a different pronoun in school. I think that's a thing that a parent should be alerted to. I'd put it under health and welfare. What the heck's going on here? Why wouldn't a parent know about that? Well, that's outing them. That's the parent. I think you should know, particularly K-8. All right, phone lines. Hit us with that all-time toy. Remember, the G.I. Joe call was great. Yeah, a couple of the others. It's all in the call. Make us see why that toy sticks out to you. The Hall of Fame, I think, votes in the next day or so. Before Christmas, we'll tell you the results. I think they got a lot of pretenders in there. I'm suspect of Henry now. I think he would let Phil Rizzuto in the Hall of Fame. I know he's there, and I would not let the scooter.
Cow.
The scooter could not be in the Hall of Fame with me. He's my
what?
First target.
Oh, you mean the Phil Rizzuto, not
Phil
the
Rizzuto.
Actual scooter.
Yeah,
the scooter is up this year.
Right. No, the scooter I would put into the Hall of Fame.
Okay, that's fair. We agree
but
that.
Not the scooter Phil Rizzuto. He's
and I also
on for
agree
the
with
ride.
That. Yeah,
Mickey
he was.
Mantle said, get this guy out of here. Imagine you're next to the scooter in the Hall of Fame. Like, what the hell is this,
yeah,
you know,
right.
that you're right there? I love it when they say, do you think this guy's a Hall of Famer? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Kyle Schwarber, a Hall of Famer? Stop. Stop it already.
Edgar Martinez just paved the way.
Oh, my God.
500 home runs for Schwarber.
Another guy that, well, at least, though, batting average and everything, but he was one-dimensional, too. At the end, I wouldn't put him in. I don't think a designated hitter can be in a Hall of Fame. They shouldn't be. No.
I think it's with just, both leagues having it now, I think it, you have to.
Makes it
they're double the amount now.
Yeah. True. All right. So the Army Secretary Driscoll is meeting with the Russians. Are we close to a Ukraine-Russia peace deal that we move past this? Here's the thing that we're trying to get on to Victoria Coates. The thing that strikes me about this today, the Ukrainians are the ones that are signing off on this, according to all accounts. It's Putin, again, who will not sign off on it because he still sees advantage, I guess. So that's where Trump's the stick side, not the carrot, but the stick has to come in. Telling him what's going to happen, what action we'll take if he will not sign. Because the Ukrainians, in fairness, are the ones giving up, and they were attacked. They're giving up a lot more in this to end this. I'm really surprised that they bought in on this, at least as I understand it. Why will Putin not? Because he's Putin. That's why. I mean, can we keep two thoughts? Here we go. Can we keep two thoughts in mind? I know I can. I get it. The corruption, the nonsense with Zelensky and all the people around. It's one of the most corrupt places in the world. Jersey would look better than Ukraine. But on the other hand, Putin, KGB, killer, plutonium, stone cold evil, maybe the richest guy in the world. Who knows, given what he's done. You can't make a deal with him. He knows only one thing. What force do we have over him? What would he fear? 855-839-1210. The hard part, I think, is there. The Ukrainians agreeing to something that for them, I didn't think they could or would agree to. They're giving up a good bit here. So what is it that Putin wants? He wants to continue this. You know that, and I know that. He's just gauging how much pressure do we put on? How much pressure do his own people put on because of the carnage of his loss? And his calculation at this point is he will continue to drag his feet. So what can Trump do to move him off that spot? I am stunned if this is all true. It seems to be a fantasy that Ukraine has agreed to this. In full, that they could do a deal before Thanksgiving if Putin would agree. Now, you know, the little idiosyncrasies here and there, I get it. But by and large, that's what we're hearing. Okay, phone lines. Got a lot of people on the toys and everything else. Remember, all in the call, the all-time great toy. And don't forget our buddy, Scott Jennings. I'm in tight with his people, and I'm saying, come on, we need Scott on to promote the event. The earliest we can do, he's going to be on December 2nd. And I look at the schedule. It's overwhelming. Either people want to duke it out with him, or they like what he's saying, or they want to hear about the book. You'll get all of that. An hour and 15 minutes we have with him. You know, and if I want to joust with him on something, I know how the advantage. He'll be shaken up after I drive him there. I know my driving. He doesn't know, though, what's going to happen there.
It's
I can't believe the station is entrusting me with this role. This has never happened before.
I'm sending him this clip.
That the hosts drive there. I need Kirk. You should be filming in the back.
Oh, I will. For sure. I'm making sure about that.
I just want to see his face as we start hitting 65.
He's
going
to grab the door handle.
Hold on, Scott. Yes. When he sees the 2 feet, we'll say, what the heck is that? I'll explain the broken ankle, the whole thing. He'll understand. Get those tickets, 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com, December 9th. Bring the gang. Fabulous night. And there's a bar. So remember all that. That's the whole idea of politics and pints. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. That gets you to me, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. Here is James Carville before we take any more calls. Hope this is toward the beginning, Henry, because I can't take 3 minutes of it. Carville making the point about people complaining about added taxes that Democrats always want to put on it. If you can't live in a country with a 40% tax on your income above $500K, we don't need you. This is the attitude. Here's Carville.
Approach that actually makes sense and makes sense to those being taxed as well, even those at the highest rates.
Let's try 39.5, which we had during the 90s, which is the most prosperous decade we've had since World War II. Why don't we try that? And there's not an iota of evidence that says that cutting taxes on wealthy people creates anything other than more wealth for wealthy people. So, and also, if you look at under Democratic presidents, economic growth, stock market growth, GDP growth, it's not even close. So this is raising taxes on high-income people to a rate of 40% is not, it's not only the economically wise thing to do, it's the moral thing to do.
Do you think people will leave? I mean, one of the things that we've seen, obviously, within the United States, and I thought this, you know, look, 10 years ago, if you had asked me whether people would leave New York City or leave certain states, I didn't believe it. I don't think I appreciated, especially now, you know, people of great wealth have access to private planes, can jump on planes. It's a whole new, the mobility of people has shifted in a way that I don't think I expected.
If you got to pay all the things that people have paid for in this country and all the sacrifices they've made, if you can't live in a country with a 40% tax rate on your income above $500,000, then go, dude. We don't need you.
All right, there's the money right there. Okay, yeah, go, dude. We don't need you. Not only that, this is where we got to challenge these guys. How is it moral to continue to tax people in this way? Where is that written in the gospel? You know, the Democrats find Jesus when it comes to taxing people suddenly. That's the only time they can see it. Now let's get back to the Planned Parenthood meeting. How's this the moral decision? Spending other people's money, attacking them on this, and then what do we see from them? Insider trading, not paying their taxes, getting caught up in this. Oh, I don't know. Larry Krasner is an example. They don't want to pay it either, but they want to inflict it on people as a policy so that they distract their base from the misery that they're contemplating and that's right in front of them. By the way, tip of the hat to the FBI. The Inquirer's got an unbelievable story of Weymouth Street over in Kensington today. And it's only with Trump's FBI working with local law enforcement. They talk about this guy, Ramon. I don't know. He seems to have a lot of Ramones in his name, who is the chieftain, and the whole street was just turned into the drug enterprise. So if you can imagine, on a certain day, they give samples of their product, and hundreds of people, this is a small street, line up on this street to get samples. He takes a look and sees that there's a camera, several cameras now, placed up on poles. He has binoculars. He talks to all of his drug-dealing minions. And then he decides, what the hell? What are they going to do to Bobby, even though he knows they're watching? If you can't find it in you to say, I don't care what we have to do with this guy. By the way, the Inquirer doesn't report on how many of these people are legally in the country or not. When you have a guy looking at it and saying, yeah, I know you're filming me. So what? Larry Krasner's here. You know, what's going to happen to me? And then he, after talking to his minions, he tells him, now go out there and win one for the Gipper. go give these people fentanyl. Lining up on the street. Some people still try to live there in Kensington. Where's the compassion for that? Well, now I have to say, with Jarrell Parker, they're now cracking down on these harm reduction people. These are the people that tell you, come on in here, we'll protect you, you shoot up. If you go into crisis, we'll bail you out of the crisis. No, we don't want them in Kensington. People don't want them there anymore. Why is that one area of the city made to be where we're going to shove all this stuff? How many times have we talked about this? You shove that to Chestnut Hill, Rittenhouse Square, places like that. What do you think is going to happen in 5 minutes? An army will be brought in. You're not going to do it. Do it on Jim Kenney's block. Do it on Larry Krasner's block. Do it on these progressives. Put it on their block. So quite a story. And again, the FBI intimately involved. Dave Sunday, I think, is involved, the current attorney general in Pennsylvania. And they're actually breaking this ring up. And if you're in law enforcement, when I see a guy like this, I don't care. This is like Get Gotti, the film. You got to stop a guy like Gotti. You got to stop a guy like this. You can't let him prance around with binoculars saying, yeah, I know you were looking at me and giving you the finger, and then saying, come on up and get your free samples. Just imagine it's this blatant. Hundreds of people on a Tuesday marching up Weymouth Street, which they own. They own all these blocks and all. It's America. When did we? You always go wrong if you don't say, well, Dom, come on now, it's Kensington. All right, you say it's Kensington, and you know what I say? It's America. Every square inch of America is America. Be it the Venezuelan drug gangs controlling in, where was it, Colorado, Aurora, Colorado. I don't care if it's a square inch. This is America. We are going to decimate you. And it is personal. You don't get to control anything. You're not in the home country, buddy. Saw a casino too much the other night. And we are going to send you back home. That guy.
Came out 30 years ago this week.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Wow. What's the best scene in Casino? Joe Pesci's character stabbing a guy with the pen right there in a bar and nothing happens. Yeah. It's pretty.
When he beats up Jimmy Woods.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Great acting. The guy is really good at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Phil in Delaware is, let's see. Let's go to Dan in Drexel Hill first, then I'll go to Phil. Hey, Dan, good afternoon. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Don. Dom, I'm sorry.
Get yourself together my God.
You're going to want to hear this. They all come to the conclusion that we taxed real high in the 50s and 60s.
Yes.
And that's where the money was made. It's true.
Right.
But what they don't realize is Japan, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, we bought all this stuff. Europe, they were all flattened by the Second World War. The deal was our corporations got all the work, and they were taxed out. And that has changed. It's something called competition. And this guy, I talk to Democrats all the time, and they always say, oh, well, back in there, they're full of crap. Well, they're not full of crap. They just don't know.
That is a great point. And imagine him saying it's the moral thing. Nah, that's fighting words.
He would know.
Yeah, right. Bill Clinton's guy knows it's the moral thing. But you're making a great point when they start with that 90%. How would you like it? We'll make it 90%.
But there was no competition. It was all us. We made everything then. And then we slowly built up Japan. We built up Hong Kong. We built up Taiwan. We helped China later on when Clinton allowed them to take over the world.
Makes a big difference, Dan. Yeah. Great point. Thank you very much. Let's go to Phil in Delaware. Hi, Phil. Go right ahead.
Hey, good afternoon from beautiful, picturesque Washington, D.C.
All right. Is there any sun there? I don't know. We're in a gray zone here for the last 2 weeks.
Nah, it's totally cloud covered and not any demonstrations. I don't know what's going on. Are they taking a break from Trump? What you said the other day about the Republicans constantly finding themselves on the ropes. I wish I could feel better. Just let's get off the ropes and start punching.
Yeah, absolutely, Phil. What's your side today, Phil?
Well, Well, not sound like a total perv, because you might not let me on the air anymore. But Twister, that's like every young teenager's dream, to either cop a feel or get close to a girl.
Thank you. That's why I said this is an adult game.
I knew it was going to go that
seriously.
Oh, my God, Phil. Oh, that is outside the box. Yeah, Twister. Here we're talking wagons and jacks and big wheels, and suddenly Twister makes its way in. Is Twister in the Hall? I don't think they put that in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I would be sick.
By the way, Henry, tell me there are 90 in the Hall of Fame right now.
Twister is in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
Inducted in 2015.
Right.
Wow.
What was the inaugural class? Do you happen to have that? That's like 10 years or so ago, 12 years ago.
I think it's longer than that.
Okay.
I've seen like the 90s.
Yeah. 98. Oh, wow. So 27 years. What were the inaugurals?
Inaugurals were the teddy bear, the Erector set, Crayola crayons,
right?
Frisbee, Barbie, Etch-a-Sketch, Monopoly, Tinker Toys, Play-Doh, marbles, and Lego.
That's mostly the Babe Ruth Ty Cobb class there. There might be one or two I might, I don't know.
They probably got
yet.
In the next year.
Yeah, exactly. All right, not the Easy Bake Oven, though.
No, not in the inaugural class.
I would put that in. That's such a great invention. All right, coming up, another mark of distinction for Philadelphia, and our buddy from Zionist of America, Steve Feldman, joins us. Philadelphia got the letter today. Your public schools are anti-Semitic. It also went to Berkeley, no surprise, and Fairfax County. Those are the three that are getting the full investigation. I could solve it in 5 minutes. They are. And they're getting away with it because they don't care, and they have enough elements that are truly not just anti-Israel, they're anti-Semitic, and they're doing it in the classrooms. Who are the forces in this area that would call them out? Well, the Zionists of America, Talk Radio 1210, and that's about it. Josh Shapiro's not going to call them out. Is he aware of this? Yeah, sure he is. He's not going to dare do that. How could a major public school district be involved at this level with Berkeley and Fairfax? All right, we'll talk to Steve, and these are great, Twister. Oh, my goodness. All right, hit us with that. I'm loving some of the answers.
Easy Bake Oven, class of 2006.
That's disgraceful. It took them that long to put it in there. It seems like these are more male-oriented toys or something that were there. I think the Easy Bake was genius, and a little bell goes off and the whole thing. Come on. How are girls going to be domesticated? I didn't say that. All right, 855. Apparently, AOC is using a turkey giveaway to collect campaign cash. No surprise there.
Yeah, we're giving away the turkeys, but if you want to donate real quick.
Exactly. Real quick. And Joey Merlino's giving them away, too, with Sherry Honkola. Sherry, if you're getting word, and I'd love to hear from you. You were such a foil when I was at WWDP. Henry, it's somebody who's progressive, radical, but a heart of gold, shuts up, listens to you, and then fires away something wild back. You can't get a better guest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so Sherry, you got to call us someday again. I'm glad you're back with Joey there, giving away those turkeys. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Before we go to Steve Feldman, President Trump pardoning the turkeys that gobble and waddle. When I saw the pictures, I thought we would call them Chuck and Nancy, but then I realized I would never pardon those two people. I think he said the turkeys were on smoothies, too.
Scott Jennings said that.
Oh, Scott Jennings said that. Nicely played by Scott Jennings. All right, Steve Feldman with us. Philadelphia now. The Dastardly Three, when you're included with Berkeley and Fairfax, a hotbed of this, given all the anti-Israel at best and at worst anti-Semitic stuff in schools, the chairman of the Education and Workforce Committee, Tim Walberg, Republican, Michigan, is launching an investigation into these three school districts after receiving disturbing reports of Jewish students being harassed and subjected to open anti-Semitism in their classrooms and hallways. So it's not just indoctrination. It's also, as he said, open harassment. Do I believe this in Philadelphia? Yeah, they don't care. What's the leverage over the Philadelphia public schools? They've been a failure for 40 years. So what's a little anti-Semitic harassment? Let's go to Steve on Talk Radio 1210. Steve, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us.
Have a meaningful Thanksgiving. You and your listeners, thank you for having me back on, and thank you for bringing this issue to the attention of your listeners again. It's important.
So, Steve, we know about Fairfax now. They've been the cutting edge of all this back and forth, Fairfax County, and, of course, Berkeley always is. What's your
sense?
Well,
don't forget Seattle and Portland, which really are pretty offline. Yeah. Los Angeles. Yeah.
Sure. But these are the three being investigated because they must have actual reports here, not just what we know in our heart and gut about them. And yet in Philadelphia, other than this radio station and you, your organization, there are few, if any, people that call attention to it. It's business as usual.
Well, there have been a few. And what is shocking and needs to be pointed out is it's wonderful that this House subcommittee is investigating this, but why hasn't Philadelphia City Council?
Right.
Why hasn't the state legislature in Harrisburg? So it's overdue. We've been exposing this since prior to 2022. This goes back a long time. Suggested reading lists from teachers, curriculum, events, activities, welcoming into the classroom organizations that are just viciously anti-Jewish, that have given out maps of the Middle East that erase Israel. I mean, there's a litany of activities and faculty, administrators hired by or invited in by the School District of Philadelphia that have engendered Jew hatred, not only making Jewish students and faculty, by the way, suffer and feel uncomfortable, but a whole host of the population in Philadelphia engendering and inciting Jew hatred that is brought home. And so it's a vicious cycle and a terrible problem that it's about time it's investigated.
Well, I would say the other entity, Steve, is the big guy. He surely knows. Josh Shapiro is in touch with stuff. He knows about this. If he would fire a salvo across the bow saying, we're not going to put up with this as a state leader, I want to know specifically what are you doing about it, that would have repercussion, and I just don't see that he would ever do that.
No, I agree with you, but I have to take it back to Mayor Parker and her predecessor,
right,
Mayor Kenny, who, you know, both respectively appointed school boards that have allowed this to go on.
So what's the leverage, Steve?
I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around, frankly.
What's the leverage? We know about it. You have chronicled, and others, there's a couple of people that chronicle incident after incident. It's blatant,
yeah.
Some of the leadership of the social studies and others. And again, this stuff, well, they're not doing that in their public capacity. If you're anti-Semitic on Twitter, you're anti-Semitic. It bleeds over into your public capacity. What's the leverage there to do anything?
Well, I think the leverage is the obligation that schools have to teach facts. Students in a public school, K through 12, are a captive audience. The law mandates, except for those who are homeschooled or go to parochial school, they have to be there. It's not optional. It's not like the colleges where nobody forces anybody to go to college. So you've got young, impressionable kids in government institutions, which is what a school is, and they're compulsory to attend. So there's a lot of ingredients here. And there's a lot of leverage by the U.S. government, the state government, the city government, because of dollars that are given to the school district, and also because these are government institutions, the schools. So there is leverage, and the fact that the city schools, Philadelphia schools, and it's happening in suburban schools. It's been well documented in Bucks County, in Lower Merion. It's happening all over. It's endemic. And unless a stop is put to this, the incitement to hate Jews and resent Jews because of the lies taught in the classroom is going to be so bad that there's going to be outright violence in the streets of America, as are happening in the streets of Europe and even elsewhere in the United States. We've seen Jews attacked, beaten up, and synagogues and Jewish institutions attacked because incitement to hatred leads to violence.
Steve, Palestine Day, too, is something else that you raised the question about with Jarrell Parker. What's the issue with Palestine Day?
Well, first of all, there's no such place called Palestine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's first of all. So what exactly is celebrating? The group and the mayor's office claims that it's to celebrate Palestinians and other Arabs. Fine. But the ceremony in City Hall yesterday, all that one would see are PLO flags, Palestine Liberation Organization flags. In fact, it was kind of disgraceful because the American flag is in the front of the room and the PLO flag is displayed higher than the American flag, which, you know, suggests a lot of things. There's a lot of issues with that. Why the mayor is endorsing a movement that essentially calls for the destruction of Israel. That's what it does. Let's be fair. One of the organizers of the event
There's photos of her wearing a pendant showing the outline of Israel draped in a PLO flag. So it's not about coexistence. It's about supremacy. And why is the mayor endorsing this?
Absolutely. Steve, where did we find your organization and all the upcoming things that you'll be doing?
Thank you, Dom. So locally, it's philly.zoa.org. And for those listening outside of our area, it's zoa.org. And if they want to get in touch with us, it's the word office at zoaphilly.org. And I thank you. And again, I wish your listeners a meaningful and joyous Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Steve. Same to you and yours. Thank you for joining us. Coming up, your calls. And I've been waiting all day to tease this one up. This from a guy who calls the Daily Mail. One very tolerant lady he's looking for. Picky aristocrat, age 79, launches a bid to find a wife. If you qualify, he's got castles. I'll tell you what are some of the things you'd have to do to qualify to be the wife, though. This is going viral, obviously, with this guy posed in front of his castles. I bet he's got thousands of women that are flocking there. I mean, it's pretty easy requirements. He doesn't like the countries that are with an I in them, though. That's Italy, Ireland. Oh, yeah, he's got a long list of stuff here. You got to hear the list before you start to fly off to woo this guy. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time toy. Let's talk first, though, about Rescue Natural Supplements. Take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted, natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years now, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, patented ingredients to protect their all-natural supplement brands. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time high discounts, from immunity boosters, blood pressure health, to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide variety of wellness products like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being. Get these limited-time deals at res-q.com. Or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com for up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Loving these toy calls. Unbelievable. You guys see anything on YouTube or Twitter that you like? YouTube chat? If you do, just let me know. Do you see one, Kirk, that I think is pretty good?
The honest Twister is kind of the
they're taking off on Twister. Yeah.
I liked Guy Shiraki's answer of the the hockey, the table hockey.
And the only one that worked. I used to have the electric little football players, and they would just...
Oh, the one that vibrated?
Yeah, they reminded me of the Eagles' offense. Kevin Petullo is rumored to be the architect of the game.
Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. I mean, those things are useless, especially if it leaned one way. It's like, they're all going that way.
Yeah, exactly. That's what would happen. I got something hot here, 2 o'clock. I'll read to you Chrissy Houlihan's response to the FBI wanting to interview her. What's wrong with that, Chrissy? Couldn't they talk to you about this? Nothing to hide here. You know about what? About the stunt they pulled. Oh, she's outraged, and she won't be bullied in horsey country. Giddy up! Those mushroom farms must be delightful this time of year. I'll give you that at 2 o'clock. So the Trump administration now, following through on this, wanting an interview, wanting to know what happened here, the script, etc. All right, this aristocrat, age 79, launches a bid to find a wife. She must be, Henry, at least 20 years younger.
Okay.
So women in their 60s are out because he wants to leave all the artwork and castles to his kids, and he thinks he has to do it through her. He would not consider Eskimos, Scorpios, the poor, the short, Guardian readers, the newspaper, Scots, and anyone who can't fly a helicopter need not apply. My God, does Mikey Sherrill know this? She made $7 million with the husband. She gets castles with this guy. I'm sure she could apply. She could fly the helicopter there. Sir Benjamin says he is after a good breeder to provide him with at least two male heirs, although explains that having already birthed a child is not a deal breaker. He added, I can have two sons, three would be better, but if I get two sons, that saves the situation. And you always have a lady of the house. Women run houses. People think that's sexist. Jane Austen said, if you've got a big house, you need a wife. Oh, my God. How does this guy? Well, he's...
That's delusional.
Right. Oh, yeah? I bet if you get him on, I would like to have him on if you can.
And he's going
to,
the worst part is he's going to end up with somebody who fits this.
Yes, he's going to end up with multiple suitors because, around the world. He might dazzle you. It's disgusting as it is.
But it's...
He doesn't like the eyes, too. I think I saw that. He doesn't want people from Ireland or Italy. My God, not from Italy. This guy really is delusional.
You cannot be from a country beginning with an I.
With
green in their flag. That's the other.
Oh, green in their
so,
flag, yes.
Iran, India, Ireland, Italy, yes. Or the Ivory Coast.
Richard in Somerdale. Hey, Richard, afternoon. Yes,
good
Richard.
Afternoon. How are you today? Before we get started, I wanted to ask, what happened to the seven fishes this year?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're working on it. It's a work in progress. You know, people ask me about it all the time. It just takes a lot of moving parts, Richard. So I hope to do it at some future date. You know, that's all I can say about it, really.
It's a touche. It's too bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to mention, too, about the Congress people, telling people do not follow the orders. And I think they're trying to associate Donald Trump with Adolf Hitler because of the new movie out, Nuremberg, which is appearing in all the theaters. And the defendants are going before the administration and saying, well, I was only following orders.
Yeah, I'd like to know what was the spur of the moment, Richard. That could be as good as any. They knew about Nuremberg, and that really propelled them to write the script and do this. Henry, have you seen Nuremberg yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. Yeah, I planned to see it, Richard. Thanks for re-triggering that. And we know it's an illegal order to gas chamber people, to shoot people down in cold blood, et cetera. Exactly. So how in the world does that propel to Trump? Well, I'm going to read the FBI thing with Chrissy Houlihan, and we're going to see what happens there. What's your side today, Richard?
Okay, Lionel Trains. When I was a child, my father, every year around this time of the year, would put up a huge platform, probably about 20 feet by 10 feet in our basement, and we'd have Lionel Trains, and he built everything himself, the bridges, the tunnels, the mountains, and all the housing and businesses and lampposts and everything on the platform. And one of the highlights of the year was we'd always go down. My father was on the railroad. He was worked for the B&O. And he would take us to, I'm not sure, right off the Google River, or I think at Chestnut Street, was the B&O railroad station. And every year at this time, they'd have a huge model train display with hundreds and hundreds of trains. And we always look forward to going to see that display.
I had the same thing, not the huge display here, but the same thing at home. And famous scene with that, though. Remember Bobby in The Sopranos in the train store. What happens? Yeah. Choo-choo hat on and everything else did not end well.
Brutal.
Yes, brutal. Oh, that was, All right, coming up, I'll give you these are great. The toy thing is working really well. Hit us with that, the all-time toy. It's all in your call of why that toy. And on some of these, we can tell you if they're in the Hall of Fame or not. In addition to that, Chrissy Houlihan now, the FBI asked to interview her. They didn't demand. They're not charging anything, as I understand it. And she just put up on Twitter her response to Trump and the FBI, how dare you, type of stuff. Why? Why can't we talk about why you put this together? Who wrote the script? Isn't that a legitimate question? We know there's a script now that was out for this. You know, even though most of them are only saying three words, don't give up the ship. It's Slotkin. Slotkin is the character here. And sadly to me, Mark Kelly seems to be duped into this, and now they're trying to make him the face of this. Now there's even a question about why does he have so many medals? Look, I wouldn't get into that. I get why Hegseth is doing it with them, saying the medals are crooked, they're out of line, and you should put them in the right order. But bottom line is, he did do all those things for America. So then why go with these people like Slotkin to attack the chain of command? He, of all people, essentially a captain, essentially in a plane, the same thing. Why would he think people can be duking it out on constitutional issues in that kind of environment? 855-839-1210, grab a line.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.